Eddie was good or bad. A tie was not possible, and the stakes were everything. If Team Demon won, it got to keep the facility and all the players that had ever been or ever would be, and the Angels became slaves for eternity. Which made torturing human sinners seem like nothing but a bore. If the Angels won, the entire Earth would be nothing but one giant Christmas frickin' morning, a choking wave of happiness and warmth and caring and sharing taking over everything. Under that hideous scenario, the demons would cease to exist not just in the universe, but in the hearts and minds of all of humanity. Although considering all the happy, happy, joy, joy, that was the best outcome in that scenario, short of getting stabbed repeatedly in the eye with a pole. The demons couldn't bear losing. It just wasn't an option. Seven chances were not a lot, and the away team had won the metaphysical coin toss. So they got to approach the quarterback who was going to drive the seven balls, as it were. Ah, yes, the quarterback. Not surprisingly, the choice of that key position had led to a lot of heated discussion. Eventually, though, one had been selected, one who both sides found acceptable, one who both coaches expected to rock the plays according to their values and goals. Poor fool didn't know what he was in for. The thing was, though, the demons weren't prepared to leave such a